in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow here in Central Texas. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and take a left and go about 1,500 miles, and we run into
James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. Hello, how are you?
Hey, hey.
So I'm dying to know, John. John, did you watch Jay last night, Jay Leno?
No, I missed Jay Leno. You know what I was doing last night?
Sleeping?
Well, I took a nap. I woke up like at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up and I watched Freedom to Fascism again in the wee hours of the morning. And I got to tell you something, James.
Can't get enough of it, huh?
Every time I watch this film, now I've only seen it completely from beginning to end three times, last night being the third. The other times were snippets and this, that, and the other. And I am absolutely fascinated. Every time I see this movie, the thought strikes me that everybody in this country needs to see this movie.
You know, the irony of that, John, is about 5 minutes before I came on the air, I just emailed Freedom to Fascism, the website, to somebody I know over at Paramount. She emailed me and said, "What do you mean, bankrupt America?" And so I said, "Okay, that's a loaded question." So I just sent over that, and it's really a great movie. Tells it all right how it is.
Well, and the thing about it is, it's the way it's constructed. I don't want to do another Malden on the thing, but hey, look, it is the most educational video, most well-produced, informational, get all the facts, get entertained, get happy, get sad kind of thing. By the time you get done watching this, they have taken you from, do you pay federal income taxes? To globalist government, all in the span of 2 hours.
Right.
A remarkable, remarkable, and there are long segments in here of Aaron Russo doing interviews and this, that, and the other. And you're not quite sure where the film is going to go. But it always comes back around to the central points. It is just masterfully woven. And I'll tell you what, I miss Aaron Russo even more today than I did when he first passed a few months ago. I mean, it's the most incredible thing. And folks, here again, I'm going to make this offer to you. If you're thinking about doing your credit cards, doing away with them, for God's sakes, once you watch this film, if you think you know about money, or you've heard about money, or you've heard about taxes, you've heard this or that or the other, I beg of you, we're not going to charge you for this. We're going to send it to you free. I want you to sit down. I want you to watch a copy of this, Freedom to Fascism, and if by the end of this film, you are not moved to do something about your personal debt crisis, which we know you have, well, then I would just invite you to do the Rip Van Winkle and go back to sleep again.
Right.
Please. And never darken our door again. Mr. Death will do that when he comes a-knocking. Oh, you know, the guys are there to repossess stuff, foreclose in your house, that kind of stuff. We'll be right back. James Martinez, John Stattmiller. Back right after this.
K Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Oh, my. Watching. Go ahead.
I gotta tell you, Ron Paul did a good job on Jay Leno, and Jay Leno, I've gotta thank that guy for getting him on there and allowing Ron Paul to say his piece, which he did pretty well. And it's interesting that he has taken an aggressive approach to Fox and is considering suing them. And also,
Mr. Paul is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he said that on there after that Jay brought out that he was blocked out by Fox. Jay's reason for bringing him on is because he didn't think it was fair an election for a candidate such as him, which has a huge following because the crowd went crazy there on set there. He should get his fair shake, and he did very well. He came back a little bit. You know what? He really is not like any of the other candidates because he's actually a nice guy. He's a gentleman, and he took that like a gentleman, and Jay helped him out right there and got some a little bit more boost to him right there because he was kind of like, you know, listen, don't you want to say something about that, what just happened to you? I don't think that's fair, and da-da-da-da, and of course none of us think it's fair. So he was a gentleman even though those circumstances occurred. So that was good that he went on yesterday and did that. That worked out much better for him. Yeah. I think he's going to create some better momentum now.
Well, And any FaceTime, you know, this is what I've been saying about Ron Paul. He has nobody in there coaching him. He does not have the shark-type campaign manager. He is laid back. He's an honest guy. He never gets agitated, really. He never gets excited. He's just, well, I mean, the guy, you just go back to who he is and his training. I mean, he's a medical doctor. I mean, folks, do you know what it takes to become? I mean, people become lawyers and pass the bar. They think that's a benchmark in their life. Try being a doctor. Try making it through medical school. Try doing your residency. Try doing all of this stuff. You know,
try delivering 4,000 babies.
Yeah. I mean, try working 18, 24, 36-hour shifts straight. You know, I mean, it's dedication, and it takes a special person to become a doctor. Some of them do it because, well, they want to get into the higher-end stuff like you see out there in the West Coast. You know, they get into sports medicine and reconstructive and liposuction and, you know, I mean, it's great fun, and these guys make a lot of money at it. But the true doctors out there, you know, the ones that want to go into this profession to help people, I mean, it takes a certain kind of person and dedication to do that to begin with. And then to go to Washington, D.C. for all of these years and put up with all the crap there. I mean,
yeah, I know. He goes from somewhere like he helps life into the world by delivering babies, and then he goes directly into the opposite of the people that are trying to take life.
There you go.
what a weird reality to be into.
Well,
and now he did real well, though. He did. Yeah. He did. I was glad he did that. It turned out much better for him.
I'm sorry that I missed it, but like I said, you know, I had to take a little nap, and then I woke up and watch Freedom to Fascism, which I saw Ron Paul in there anyhow. You know, I'm watching this. Things are happening in the campaigns out there. I don't want to become the political pundit here or the reporter of political news, because quite frankly, I don't care about Barack Obama and him being from Kenya. You know, the thought struck me this morning when they were doing the bio on the great Obama here, and I'm thinking, you know what? Kenya needs you a heck of a lot more than we need you. Why don't you go back to Kenya?
Yeah, huge trouble over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a lot of trouble there right now.
It is absolutely, absolutely huge. And who do I see when I click on a webpage? There's Barack Obama with a cigarette hanging out of his face, and he's saying the time is now for change. Jeannie, I think her name is Jeannie Most or Post or something like that. She's on CNN. They had compiled, they did like a montage compilation thing of the word that they're using, change. Now, this is Barack Obama's big claim here that he's looking for change. Well, everybody started to get on to Barack Obama. Well, we need change, and change this, and change
what
that.
What a totally safe little slogan to use.
You know, I mean, I like change, too. I mean, I like watching chameleons change colors, and I like the different seasons, and I like to see showers and sunshine. I like changes, too. But what does that have to do with the cost of living? What does that have to do with the jobless rate? What does this have to do with shutting down the borders? What does this have to do about dumping the fractionalized reserve banking and the credit system, which has absolutely killed this country? They're talking about change. I watched Hillary Clinton. I know you had to see this clip.
The tear-up one, where she tears up?
Where the cast-iron biddy breaks into tears.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, and then she comes out with this, I've had so many opportunities. America has offered me so many opportunities, and well, I'm seeing it slip away, and I'm going, well, why don't you stand up, you silly little twit, and say something of value? Why don't you say something that's really going to make a difference, not just words, but actions in this country? This is why they're freezing Ron Paul up, because he's the only guy that's drawing attention to the core problems of this country. But more importantly, he's thought this through. He's just not up there whining about the problems. He's got the plans to get us to the point of making the rest of Americans knowledgeable about the woes and the downfalls and the pratfalls of this country. But more importantly, how to fix them. How to fix them. These other people are just running around, Edwards and Obama and Hillary and, you know, even Huckleberry from Arkansas. Change, 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 change. What? What? Okay, I'm ready. What are we going to change?
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. Yeah, what are you talking about, you guys? Which parts? What are we going to? How are you going to do it? all that stuff, and I don't even say anything.
And I'm watching the same old, same old, but I'll tell you what, if for nothing and no other reason, and for some of you folks who may be listening to this program today that have your politics a little bit screwed up, let me explain to you about politics. This is what they give you so you can scratch each other's eyes out over social issues that really don't mean a damn, okay? You can get in your little camps and you can put up your little ropes and you can wave your little banners and wave your little signs and do all of that. But there is no difference between a Democrat and a Republican. I didn't know that. Well, geez, stick around. You'll learn a lot more. Folks, let me just put it to you this way. Politics in this country is what happens when they're trashing the Constitution. So they can play political football with social issues or hot button issues and gay marriages or this or that or the other. In the meantime, we have the corporations, the U.S. government, and the private corporation, the banking, that have teamed up and are killing this country. Now, this should be very easy for everybody to understand. But they, and James, you and I have discussed this a lot on this program before, about the psychological aspects of this.
Oh, that's equally as intense.
Oh, the inability to open up your mind and to listen to what we are saying. In order to recognize, if you feel the heat out there, folks, well, it's coming from someplace. Okay, so let's discover where it's coming from. Let's pick it up. Let's turn it upside down. Let's flip it around. Let's examine it. See what the problem is, and then discuss ways in which to fix that problem. Are you feeling secure out there with your mounting credit card debt, with your adjustable rate mortgage that just doubled in payments, with the jobless rate that's continuing in this country, with the out-of-control spending, and I mean this government has got us into hawk about $100 trillion. Nobody wants to trade with us anymore. The dollar is valueless. We are in a recession. They're still playing patty cake. Well, George Bush said, you know, just today he says, well, there may be a few economic problems in the country. Gee, do you think? If you would have stopped concentrating on killing Iraqis long enough to pop your head up out of the sand to see what's happening in your own backyard, you might have realized it. But folks, understand that the game is rigged. Whether it's Hillary Clinton or Obama or Obama, I don't care who it is. One guy and one guy only that's running for office that has not been tainted, he has not given in, he has not sold out, and that's Ron Paul. And this is the why, this is the why and where as to what you're seeing and how they're treating this man now, because the status quo does not want this man into office. And more importantly, and here is the tragedy of this, folks, your government wants you just as stupid as you were yesterday or last week or last month.
Yeah, you. Everybody that's watching as this thing goes along, that's listening to the show, you need to understand the media effects of what's happening with the television, radio, magazines, newspapers, and how they're affecting your decision making. Because most of you that have arrived at this point, if you've been referred to this broadcast or you've been a loyal listener, your thinking is based upon old models of a made up reality financially that isn't working anymore and will not work. And if that does not work, you cannot survive and be and exist and work and consume in a world that's going to be completely different now. So as I've mentioned, as John has mentioned, you need to get that movie, Freedom to Fascism. Anybody that has called me or emailed me, and if you are married, you are required, please, to watch that movie first, because of the fact that most of the people that are in relationships, married or otherwise, or the situation, whatever it is, for some reason, the information, you just don't want to believe it's happening. I'm sorry, but it is happening. And it's happening to you. And you need to make sure you take a firm handle on it, because we're not kidding around here. John and I are not kidding around at all. This is what's really going on.
You know, all things considered, writer's strike aside, you know, you could be working a little bit more there in Hollywood, or maybe we could be vacationing on the black sandy beaches in Hawaii. But we're here, folks. We're here for you. We're here for this country and for our successive generations yet to come. Oh, gee, you'd forgotten about those because you're so busy scrambling trying to preserve your own life.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
A friend of mine that does a program with me every Tuesday on the National Intel Report, Bob Chapman, in his newsletter, and I'll be talking with him in about 2.5 hours here, in his newsletter, it's, you know, we've told you about the inflation rate, and if you're paying attention out there, and you're waiting for bank rates to drop, maybe you can get an adjustable rate mortgage renegotiated, maybe get a 30-year fixed at a lower rate, don't hold your breath. These rate reductions that these banks are doing right now, it's because they want to be able to loan each other money at a cheap interest rate. Now, what's the net effect on the economy because of that? Well, as my friend Bob Chapman says, when he talks about the war, he says as war moves on, inflation is officially 3.1% in Europe and 4.38% in the U.S. Now, those are the official numbers. The real inflation in Germany is running at 6% right now, and in the United States, 11.6% respectively. Those numbers have caused a political storm in Germany where 70%. Why is it that sometimes these women, they outstrip the men in courage and speaking up? 71% of the German women want the Deutschmark restarted. And
See?
My,
And my different social conditioning is a different country. It's a different thinking pattern over there on how they relate to money.
It definitely is. And what our lifestyle has been replaced with is the gratification, the self-gratification, the here and the now. You know, hey,
that's right. That is correct. You're exactly right. That is one of the most important points you bring up right there is that.
Yeah.
Because America has been high on the hog for so long. We've gotten everything that we've wanted. You can get it, pay later. That whole reality is it's caved in. It's over.
Well, and the banking, it shows real fear when bankers won't lend to each other and keep their funds in U.S. Treasuries, which is a guaranteed loser, by the way. We have come to the conclusion the bankers are terrified of what they see. They know the 28-day money is going to turn into coupon passes. It's really worth nothing, which increases money supply permanently. Banks know the massive injections of liquidity by central banks are inflationary, and it comes as inflation is again gaining major velocity. And folks, understand this. The more money that they keep printing, the more it devalues it. It's already down to 2% of its original value, 2 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
You know, this thing about inflation, if you really think about it, that is a taxation on your money. Inflation, because of these bankers, it is really it's a tax on your savings and your earnings. Your dollar is worth nothing. You know, I mean, think about this, folks. I mean, when gold was selling at $35 an ounce, you know how much oil was a barrel? $1 or $2 a barrel. Now gold at an all-time record. And
what is it today?
I think it's up to about 870. 50? No, 870 something. I'll have to check it here. But if you take a look at what gold is versus $35 an ounce back in the 30s, mm-hmm. Got to ask yourself the question, why is it pushing $900 right now? Why is a loaf of bread costing me as much as it is? Why is a gallon of milk almost costing me $6? Why is a gallon of gas costing me $4 in California, $3.25 here in Texas? Why are these things going on? And if you don't understand it and you don't know how it's happening to you, it doesn't matter. Whether you understand it or not, you're still being victimized by it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So therefore, hence, all that pushes on your personal finance. Hence, you guys go, wait a minute, I don't have enough money to pay for this. I'm going to have to charge it, creating more debt. Catch 22.
It is. And they're going, what Ben Bernanke and the boys are going to do, but Wall Street is speculating on it now. My producer is playing games today. Are you high or... Didn't you get any sleep or what? No, I'm just teasing. You look a little out of it. She's telling me I have a phone call. I see out of the periphery part of my eyeball here. I see some movement. I happen to look over, and we have a phone call.
Oh, good.
So, and if I wouldn't have looked over, I wouldn't have known that. But at any rate, I'm picking on you today. I'd say. By the way, did you get your mug yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Jim in California. Hey,
hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
You're doing a great job over there.
Thank you.
I just wanted to touch a little bit on our boy Ron Paul.
Oh yeah.
I think he's doing a really good job, but he's missing some key points here.
Tell
us.
I think
he needs to challenge these candidates up there.
Big time.
He needs to start grilling them on their flip flopping records. On their special interest stuff. I mean, yeah, we get the point about the gold and the oil and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. We get it, okay? But that's 8% of us that get that and that will understand that. Now the mass production of people, the hamburgers of the United States,
right?
They want to see some action. They want to see somebody kick some butt and talk smack.
I agree.
He's a gynecologist. I mean, right now he's been doing pap smears. I mean, now he's got a chance to clean up.
I don't think he's a gynecologist.
He's not a gynecologist?
No, he's an obstetrician. There's a little difference.
All right. Well, anyways, he's still looking.
Wait a minute. Did you see him on Jay Leno yesterday?
Yeah, I saw him on Jay Leno. He was good. But you know what? He should. He said he threw a little thing out that he might sue Fox News or something like that for not having him on. You know,
Yeah, hey, hang on a second, Jim. We got to take this break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Tell you what, why don't we just play the Jay Leno clip? Caller, can you hang on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you hang on? We're going to play that Jay Leno clip.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, great. Hang on there.
Welcome back. We got a show tonight. Presidential candidate Ron Paul. Let me tell you why Ron Paul is here. Now, listen to me. They had this Republican debate in New Hampshire, okay?
All right.
They did not let Ron Paul in the debate. Now, you know, I understand if you're like, no, let me just say what I'm saying here, okay? Now, I understand if somebody's like a fringe person, but you know what I'm saying? He's third. He's tied with Giuliani in New Hampshire, and he's raised more money than anybody else. So there's got to be a reason why Fox did not let him in the debates. I don't know whether it's his politics or what it is. So I called him up last night, and I said, let's find out today why you weren't on tonight. So he'll be out here, and we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that. Even if you don't like somebody's politics, it seems really unfair to me to exclude them for some reason other than, like, you're just too obscure. Because he's certainly not obscure. Be right back with presidential candidate Ron Paul right after this. My first guest running for president of the United States. Among the Republicans, he's considered a long-shot maverick, but he's the number one GOP fundraiser right now, and he's moved up to number three in many of the latest polls. And don't forget, you know, Huckabee was unknown. Remember, he came here the night before Iowa?
Right.
Won the next day.
That's true.
The power of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Ron Paul. Coming on such short notice.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, I got to ask you, this seemed really unfair to me. You were excluded from the debate last night, and I'm trying to figure out why Fox News chose not to put you on. What do you know,
we tried to find that out. That was a natural tendency of ours to try to figure this out, but they didn't return our call.
I mean, did you show up and they go, no, no?
No, it didn't go that far. You know, I realized that they really had some property rights ability there, and I wasn't going to crash the party. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been trying to figure out what to do, and I thought, well, maybe I ought to sue them. But what am I going to sue them? Well, I've decided what to sue them over. And that is for fraud, because of this fair and balanced idea, you know. So I just think that's...
Well, let me ask you, now here's something interesting. I found out about this sort of on my own. We went, hey, where's Ron Paul? And then we made some phone calls. You weren't... I saw you interviewed with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. It wasn't mentioned. I don't think, and I don't want to be unfair... I didn't see it on MSNBC or any of the other cable channels. I mean, it seems like a big story. One of the major candidates, or certainly major in terms of you have as much prestige as anybody else in fundraising, is left out. Why was this not a story?
You know, I don't know. I can speculate. If I qualified, as you point out, that I had the qualification, it must be they didn't want to hear the message. Maybe they're intimidated. Maybe they're frightened. Maybe they don't want to hear the truth. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll have to figure that out.
Okay. I mean, what do? Do you call Fox News at this point and go, I want to know why I was excluded? I mean,
yeah,
you seem like a gentleman. You don't seem like that guy. But it seems like you should be kicking somebody's ass right now. I mean, you're being extremely polite for something I think you got screwed over quite. You know, I mean, I might not necessarily agree with you, but I think as an American, we like to see everybody get an equal shot, especially someone who deserves an equal shot. And it seems like,
and the American people believe that way, too. And I think you've tapped into the sentiment of what America thinks. But, you know, even the Republican Party in New Hampshire came to bat. You know, they withdrew support for the parties, for that debate. So we give them credit. But I think there are others in the Republican Party that might just not as well hear my comments because, you know, I'm a strict constitutionalist, and I believe that our platform should have meaning.
Right.
That if I vote that way or support that position, it contradicts what we're doing. You know, it's sort of like waving a flag.
Yeah.
And they don't like that. And I think that's part of it. And Fox, I think, is tied pretty close to some of the national policy issues.
All right. I tell you what, I just lost that clip. But at any rate, you kind of get the flavor of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Caller, you're still there.
I'm still here. And, you know, Jay Leno hit it. I mean, you know, Jay Leno said, you know, you should be mad. You should be pissed.
Yeah.
And you should do something about it. I mean, the people that are backing Ron Paul, God love him. We're all supporters of
the
guy.
Yes.
But you know what? It's time to kick some ass.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, because of his training and his background, I alluded to it earlier. This guy is a gentleman. He is. I mean, here's the only guy. I mean, if you look at Ron Paul before he started this campaign, he did not look as careworn and as tired as he does. He is taking his obligation as being a seated congressman very, very seriously. That was the job he was hired to do. He's not only doing that job, he's out there campaigning for the presidency. Do you think Hillary Clinton has spent any time in the Senate, or Barack Obama, or John Edwards, or Mike Huckabee, or anybody else? Are they out there just campaigning, or are they doing the job which they were hired to do?
And I agree.
And this guy is wearing a little bit thin. The one thing that I've said this, and I'll say it again, the one thing he needs is a campaign strategist, because the support is there, the money is there. What he needs to do is to drive that platform. Okay. In other words, he needs to drive the message so hard that these people are defending against Ron Paul, except and it's turned the other way around. This thing on ABC. Most disgusting thing. James, you said you turned it off. I, I,
which,
I painfully sat there and watched the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Ron Paul, he just let these guys run over the top of him and laugh at him.
Yeah.
And the moderator was laughing at him. Not
yeah,
with him,
right.
Not close to him, not next to him, at him.
At him.
Well, I mean, Charles Gibson, in his defense, when he did come out and he told all the candidates there, and this is where I think Ron missed his chance. When he told all of them, well, you know, Giuliani, you've changed on your issues here, da-da-da, down the row. And he's like, basically, Ron Paul, you've only changed from independent to Republican. You really haven't changed your views. That's where Americans want to hear. This guy hasn't changed his views since he's been born.
And, you know, speaking of being born, you know where this guy was born at? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
I was born in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, 35 miles from this guy. Mm. He was... And
more American than that.
Well, and I'll tell you what, there's some other similarities there as well. I mean, he ran track when he was in school.
There you go.
He ran a 100-yard dash in 9.8. Guess what I ran a 100-yard dash in? 9.8. The fastest guy in the world, by the way, was Bobby Hayes, that played for the Dallas Cowboys as a wide receiver. At that period of time, the fastest man in the world did the 100-yard dash in 9 seconds flat. Ron Paul and I were only 8/10 of a second off of that. I mean, you want to talk about some bandy, fast twitch muscle legs? We got them.
Well, now he's got to put it in his mouth.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm serious about this, and I'm talking to some people right now about injecting some large funds into his campaign.
Good.
And to
strategist.
Get,
you said it right, a strategist. They need to really have strategy.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're
hurting for it so bad, I can't even believe it.
Well, and the strategy so far has been, okay, well, let's let the grassroots thing move here. Let's let the people do what they want to do and raise the funds and start up.
Grassroots are now hedge bushes.
Yeah.
And they're just ready to, we got needles on them. We got rose thorns. We're ready to do what a revolution really does do. Call people on their crap.
Yep.
Call it out.
Yep.
That's
yep.
it. You've already got your base, the people who believe in your stuff. Now, like I said earlier, get the deadbeats who need to be shaken up a little bit. Look, wow, wait, maybe this guy has really something to say. Maybe these other people are a bunch of flip-floppers. What did McCain say a few days ago? You know, they asked him, you know, if you know what you knew today back then, what would you still do in Iraq? He's like, I'd still be there. Well, nobody wants to be there, you moron, and you still want to be there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the Democrats and people out there, it's much more about it's much more than just flip-flopping. It is the plan strategy for the party itself. The Democrats, if you look at the midterm election, when they went in there, they ran on the platform of getting us out of Iraq. Well, it sounded good. Everybody was jumping up and down. Oh, the Democrats are going to take control of the Senate and the House, and we're going to get out of Iraq, and, oh, good times are here again. What happened? The strategy is, the Democratic strategy is to keep the troops in Iraq until 2013. Excuse me, the clock just
That's
ticked.
That's so insane.
It is 2008. That's what? Another 5 years?
Mm-hmm. The bottom line is this, my friends, to quote John McCain, he always says, my friends, like he's never figured out something else, you know. But they're the same team. Republicans and Democrats are all in the same bed, swimming with the same slop and same mud and same junk. One helps out some poor people, one helps out some rich people, but they're all the same crap. We all know this. Anybody who's smart enough to figure it out. And that's why Obama's winning, because he's saying some change. He hasn't been there. He's not really ingrained in them that much, you know. That's why he's winning.
Well,
he's nowhere qualified to do anything.
Well, and
exactly.
It's true.
They're interviewing his grandmother in Kenya with no teeth. I mean, the guy didn't even fix his grandmother's teeth.
I think
he's going to fix his country.
And what I said earlier, don't you think Kenya needs Obama now more than we need Obama?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why don't you go back and run over there? I think the guy's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. I think most of the people are nice, good people. But they're all sold out to some special interest or something. And Ron Paul, that's where he can grill him on. He hasn't sold out, unless he has, that we don't know about. That's why he's not bringing it up. But if he hasn't sold out to anybody, that's huge.
You know,
that's huge. Absolutely.
In Keene, New Hampshire, several Ron Paul supporters, they shadowed a much larger Clinton entourage as Bill Clinton greeted supporters downtown. The former president later called them nuts.
Yeah.
During his third stop of the day, the former president posed for pictures and shook the hands as he strolled down Main Street. And across the street, a few Ron Paul supporters shouted his name. Eventually, Clinton stopped outside a bakery, offered some remarks, and took questions. As he was answering one on Iraq, one of the Paul backers interrupted and shouted that September 11th attacks were an inside job and that the U.S. didn't need to be in Iraq and Afghanistan. When he dropped the F-bomb, the crowd booed. Clinton, who had tried to talk over the man, gave up. "You want to know what I think?" Clinton said. "You guys who think 9/11 is an inside job are crazy as hell. My wife was a senator from New York when that happened. I was down at Ground Zero. I saw the victims' families. You're nuts." Look, whether it was an inside job or it wasn't, that does not matter. The end result of September 11th was Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, getting rid of the most basic and fundamental justice key in this country, habeas freedom. Corpus. The president can now have you arrested, shuffled off to Buffalo or wherever. You don't get to talk to an attorney. You don't get to talk to anybody. The FBI is snooping and pooping on your banking records, your personal purchases. They can enter your home, turn the place upside down. They don't even have to leave a calling card. This is America. The confiscation of people's properties through foreclosures because of the IRS, totally illegal and unconstitutional. And they're showing up with dogs, riot gear, shotguns, yelling expletives, shoving old people to the floor, ransacking houses, and hauling people off to jail. This is what America has become, and I swear on my mother's and father's grave that I will never, ever give up on this country, because as long as there is a breath in my body, as long as there is blood pumping through my vein, I was born a free man in this country, and by God, I'm going to die a free man, and I will do what is ever necessary by the rule of law and the Constitution to preserve the rights and the freedoms in this country. They can try to take it away from you, but can they really? If it is alive in your heart and your mind and in your soul, if you understand throwing off tyranny in this country for freedom and liberty and the right to contract with whom you want, who you want to do business with, not to be taxed out of your socks, not to invent a banking system that has eroded the value of your currency 98%, not to ship jobs out of this country and play lackey boy to the corporations. It's been said many times, when the banking institutions and the corporations rise up in this country, there is going to be nothing left for the individual because they will rape and take it all. This is where we're at. And when Ron Paul gets the moxie and he gets a little bit of training here on his message delivery, he is going to rip these people apart. Let's see them call this country a democracy. Let's hear them say, oh, we need a change. None of these other participants in this presidential race are talking anything about what is needed to change the fundamentals of this country, to get the economy back on track, to get our sovereignty back, to stop the globalists and their New World Order plan for global governance. None of these other clowns are talking anything about this.
None of you mean to address that, ever.
Don't get me started here.
Yeah, you're hitting all the points that, like I said, 8% of us understand. We all get that. But that is way too high mathematics for the degenerates of our country. Unfortunately, we got a lot of degenerates. And unfortunately, we got to dummy down the talk. I mean, look, it's very simple. I mean, whether people believe in 9/11 conspiracy, I personally don't. I think we have some crazy people attack us. Maybe people knew, maybe they didn't. I don't know. And you know what?
Right now. And as I said, caller, it doesn't matter because look at the excuses for shredding the Constitution.
That's right. And look, I point out to people all the time like this, you know, for the war in Iraq and for whatever wars, you know. Hey, 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. The other 5 were Egyptian. So let's attack Iraq. All right? I mean, you don't have to be a freaking rocket scientist to figure this out. We know where the money's coming out.
Whoops. I did not know that was a clip. I thought this was a news story. What they did in New Hampshire, by the way, because of all this stuff about Ron Paul and them excluding him from the debates, the GOP... You know, I guess there's some semblance of character and ethics still left in this country. When Sean Hannity showed up in the streets of New Hampshire, He was literally chased down the street. Some enterprising and individuals snowballed the guy. I mean, what is happening here? I'm going to explain this. What is happening right now, you're seeing the Trump cards being played. They're going for all the marbles here. The people that are coming out most vehemently against this guy are showing their hands. The only thing that Ron Paul has to do here is to survive this and keep plugging, keep repeating Absolutely. His message. But that
he's got to get a strategist, though.
There's yes,
got,
he does.
He needs to do it yesterday.
Yeah.
He needs to get that done yesterday.
And
he needs to come out and drop the hammer.
And I've put those calls in, and I may be going down to Lake Jackson here quicker than I know. Here's the deal, folks. Ron Paul is going to stick around. His message is going to get out there. And I'm going to ask you people out there, the people that are in the Ron Paul camp, to double your efforts right now. There are meetup groups, 1,000 of them across this country, numbering more than 80,000. The numbers right now are approaching 100,000 people that are volunteering their time, passing out, canvassing in neighborhoods. That's good. The money needs to be injected into these meetup groups so they can do more, get local radio ads and television ads. But more importantly, the ads have got to be more specific and spelling out what Ron Paul stands for, what he stands against, and the detail. And I don't care if it's a series of ads that have to run, four or five of them, to explore and explain the core issues here. He'll kill them all.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
I got to play this for about 60 seconds. This is the Ron Paul supporters in New Hampshire chasing Sean Hannity down the street.
But that's what sometimes, that's what it takes. That's what it takes sometimes. People that need to do that.
I'm telling you.
I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm glad that happened because that's what I was talking about a long time ago on here. Weeks ago I said it's going to take a lot of people getting out there and doing stuff, stepping up to the plate and doing other things that they haven't done before. And not only personally, financially, but how their vote is going to be placed and getting out there and getting the necessary things done that it takes for this guy to get into position. Simple as that. Because if he hits the right nerve endings with the financial aspects and gets in there and talks about those issues, it's done for everybody else. They're out of there. They will not be able to respond and speak remotely anything about the truth at all.
Look,
and the audience, even if they're not fully briefed, they're going to know it. They're going to know it.
Look,
and then goodbye all these other people.
Look, James, there is going to be some campaign strategy going on here very, very soon. I don't want to give a lot of detail because there are some plans that have not been quite worked out yet, but I will be speaking to Mr. Paul personally in a setting that's not going to be on the airwaves. It's not going to be via phone. I'm going to do a face-to-face with a guy, and I'm going to sit down, and we're going to have a little talk. It has to be done. I mean, I love the guy. I don't want to see all this effort, all this passion, all of this go to waste because, quite frankly, we cannot afford. We are heading into economic times the likes this country has never seen before. And there's only one guy that recognizes the problem, and he's got the solutions to fix it. It's still going to sting. It's still going to hurt a lot. But it's better than a bankrupt country with people standing in bread lines. And I'm here to tell you, folks, there is a lot of economists that are now coming out on the financial shows and on the airwaves and saying that, look, what's coming at us right now, this freight train heading at us at high speed, this train wreck is going to make 1929 look like a milk break.
It's a tidal wave.
It is absolutely that. And I'm serious about this. And I've never gotten into political arenas before. I've never backed or supported anyone before. I have not been a political animal. But this time I am. And you want to see?
Oh, I am. This is the first time as well for me that I've really, for the first time in my life, ever really gotten into this issue because of the money and because of
it's necessary.
What I've seen to people that's happened all over the country that have been destroyed by credit card companies, their whole lives ruined, divorces, suicides, all the strain, all the stress, all of that stuff. I just had enough of it. Hence, you know, we're doing this, and I am going to get very involved.
I just cannot believe that this is happening. I do not believe that we have people out there that are turning off the lights on Ron Paul's party here when they know in their hearts if they pull their collective whatevers out of the dank, dark places they have them buried in. And really look at what the man and what the man is about and the issues really facing this country. Not just issues, folks, and a political cycle. I'm talking about life and death stuff here. It is that serious. How consciously they can shun away from this guy, it makes them less than Americans. It makes them less than American. And so that's all I can say about it. Hey, James and caller from California, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Some good salient points there. James? Any need that we need to talk after the show?
Maybe it'll be after your show.
It'll be after my show.
Okay.
We'll talk then.
Later. All right, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, James. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Another edition of Cash Flow. Thanks for joining us today. See you then.
Since 19-